101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Jacob Mamabolo, Gauteng MEC for Public Transport and Road Infrastructure, joins us on the line. He has come out with quite a firm opinion on Gauteng e-tolls. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you, to all the listeners. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
So there was an article in News 24, and you've come out quite strongly, and in fact it's not really the first time that you've voiced your concerns about e-tolls. Take us through your thought process and concerns.
Well, the first point to raise that over the years in our province, the whole provincial government, the residents of Gauteng have completely rejected e-tolls, and we were just reaffirming and emphasizing our position that we still stand on that position very firmly. Mm-hmm. And the reason behind that is we have clearly stated that e-tolls are actually contributing very much to the high cost of traveling in the space, in the economic space in Gauteng. We have conducted a household travel survey, in which the survey done by the SIR clearly indicated that households are crying about the high cost of travel. Mm-hmm. If you look at the province of Gauteng, we are the most tolled province, which is just the normal plaza toll gate. On all entry points, it could be from Durban, it could be Bloemfontein side, it could be the port from Mpumalanga going to the west. All of those have got a toll gate. And inside that the province, there's yet another layer of what is now e-tolls. And just as other point, This really put a great burden on people, particularly people in the peripheral areas, people that want to come to the centers of economic and commercial activity. If you look at people in the top big suburbs, they travel easily to the offices, they don't incur costs, there is an office, shopping centers are just in the neighborhood. So the people that have really suffered over the years from apartheid itself, high rates of poverty, unemployment, inequalities, are the ones that actually endure this cost. And so to that extent, we're very clear. These roads are national roads. They support the national economy. They support the position of our country in the international economy. And there's no reason why the burden of payment is not consistent with the purpose these roads are serving, in the sense that now when it comes to carrying the burden of the cost, it sits squarely on the on the households in Gauteng. And then we believe that it's that is also incorrect.
So what is your approach to it? What is your recommendation?
We have made what we call, and this followed a task team that was established by the provincial government. That task team put together what we call a compelling case, a very clear case for alternative sources, best sources that we believe will actually even outperform financially the revenue streams of the current e-toll model. We have demonstrated that there are better options, and not just the levy, fuel levy. And these were tested with experts where they were really checked and verified that this is the correct financial modeling. And if you look at some of the reasons that we hear in the public space, for example, that the current e-toll model is based on a user pay principle, that is not true, because you have got many people, even trucks coming from all over the country, coming from neighboring states, coming from the African continent, that go to Richards Bay Harbor, go to Durban Harbor, PE, Cape Town, and remember that 60% of the freight in this country, of goods in this country, come to Gauteng province. But if those people are not residents of Gauteng, it means they pass the road without paying, so there's no user pay principle there. If you compare it with a normal plaza toll gate, their user pay principle apply. Everybody pays. The boom gate wouldn't open. So tolls are not based on what's called the user pay principle. Even the process of issuing summons to collect the money doesn't work. And it's even inefficient itself, and it's very costly. So what we are proposing is a simple, easy method that promotes user pay principle. And those proposals are contained in the compelling case we have made. And that will actually bring great relief to the residents of Gauteng. So we have made proposals that we don't think to just be ignored. We are waiting for national government to come back to us and say, on the proposals you have made, this is our take on them, and we should be engaged on that. So as matters stand, the current e-toll model is actually a drain on the public purse. People are not paying. There's no revenue there.
Absolutely.
It has never performed. Yeah. It's not performing currently. It's not going to perform tomorrow. So to that extent, and we see there's
and the concern as well is, of course, the concern as well is that it trains people to be non-compliant, and we don't want that either. In other words, if you don't pay your e-tolls because people object to it, then what's next? So it unfortunately creates a mindset of non-compliance.
So now we see there's an attempt to smuggle it back through the ARTO regulations. We have clearly written to Minister in November 2020, Minister of Transport, and said we are completely opposed to smuggling these issues through ARTO. And so essentially the point we are making is our model will generate enough money for maintaining roads, for keeping them in good condition, and for building new ones. It will definitely go to do that. And secondly, we just indicating simple, easy user pay principle will be completely complied with. No, not even a need for anything like ARTO regulations, which we are going to oppose. To that extent, the main issue is both for government. The e-toll model is not working because the people who designed that model unfortunately did not do a good job. They didn't do a proper risk profiling of this thing, and that's why it is not performing. So to that extent, we are confident that the alternatives we are putting on the table are the best, and they will work for the economy, work for our improve our fiscal position. We believe even payment of our contractual obligations and debts, which I think there should have been even more transparency on them to know what exactly are we paying for and how is the rate calculated per what. So those are the issues that we raised, that we are not collapsing the public purse. On the contrary, the proposal we are putting is a well-considered proposal that will improve compliance with what is called
One of our listeners is saying, is there a plan to reimburse people who did pay for e-tolls?
Well, those are matters that we believe the professional legal experts could advise on that matter. We wouldn't be able, at this level of government, be able to deal with that. I think that matter is a matter that will be considered differently by people that are well positioned to give professional advice on that. But what we're looking forward is crappy tolls. It's not working for anyone. We are proposing a win-win position. The biggest cost item for people in this province is transport. That money could be given back to households, and they'll be able to participate in the economy. They'll be able to improve quality of their lives. because they'll have more money that like all other people in the province, which will actually make it easy for them to live better. And that is, but again, positive spin-off for the economy. It will boost aggregate demand, and it will help grow the economy. So we believe that the multiplier effect of giving people back money by cutting and scrapping it all, it's also very beneficial to the economy.
Absolutely, we do. Unfortunately, need to leave it there. We need to go to news headlines. Jacob Mamabolo, he's the Gauteng MEC for Public Transport and Roads Infrastructure. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for fighting this.